Welcome to the OU Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world, to daven, to pray, for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day, Yom Sheni, 13th day of the month of Teves. Please continue to daven for all those whose names are listed in our daily email, including the four children that we have collectively been davening for, Yehoshua Heschel, Ben, Nechama Deborah, Pesach Bitzala, Ben, Chaya Batsheva, Alina Orna, Bas, Sensana, and Raya Bas Michal. May they and all have a Refua Shalema. May our learning, our Tfilah today be a Tchut of merit for their full recovery. Additionally, please keep in mind all of our precious brothers and sisters still being held hostage now more than 450 plus days, and they speedily be returned home today with our families. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Shaya Katz of the Young Israel of Oak Park in Detroit, Michigan. I had the great opportunity to spend some time with Rabbi Katz last week. It's always a privilege to be with him. I'm looking forward to him sharing words of Divrei Chizuk, which will then be followed by the recitation of our five daily chapters of Tehillim, Parak Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, recited both in Hebrew as well as in English. Then Rabbi Katz will lead us in the recitation of the Mishaberach for our dear Chayalim, the Mishaberach for the Shvuyim, and finally, concluding with the Mishaberach Kolam, where Rabbi Katz will pause and allow us to insert and say the names of all those in need of a Refua Shalema. To receive a daily Tehillim call reminder email, subscribe anytime at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, the link is ou.org/Tehillim call. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Katz.
Always a pleasure to be with the call, and also a pleasure to have seen and learned from you last week. So always good to be with you. Parsha Shmos, I always like to remind people, at least in my kila, that Parsha Shmos represents not just a new story, but a new perspective and a new, really a new structure in how we learn Chumash, as opposed to Sefer Bereishis, which is predominantly all about individuals, Adam, Chava, Avram, Sarah, Yitzchak, Rivka, we know the whole stories all the way down to the Shvatim and Yosef until last week's Parsha where they're speaking Yaakov Avinu specifically, and then Yosef speaking to the brothers, each and every individual getting their own bracha, getting their own tailored, unique, and independent, you know, description of who they are, who they should be. Now we have Sefer Shmos, and of course there is some description of Moshe Rabbeinu. But the context of these parshios that we now start and will only and will continue until the end of the Chamish Chumshei Torah is no longer dealing with individuals as much as it is dealing with a collective. Klal Yisrael is really the topic of the people in Israel. You find the phrase Bnei Yisrael in this week's parsha, and it's not just referring to the literal children of Yaakov; it's referring to the collective that is the Jewish people. And it's always worthwhile to consider how that shift represents not just, you know, a different way of looking at the parsha, but also represents more of a relatable perspective for the national identity that we're in today, as opposed to how we can improve ourselves as individuals, which is always the case. It also speaks to how we can view the needs, the trends, and the merit of the nation as a whole, you know, the group, which is greater than the sum of its parts. And when you find the Jewish people in Mitzrayim, of course, we know all the wonderful Divrei Torah we like to say over at the Haggadah, in the Haggadah over Pesach. And I guess I shouldn't scare the women too quickly that Pesach is coming, but that is the story that we're dealing with. The Pasuk tells us, Vayamas Melech Mitzrayim, that Paro passes away, and afterwards, by Yeyanchu, Bnei Yisrael min Ha'avoda, the collective Jewish people, not any one individual per se, but of course they're all included. The collective Jewish people are crying out, by Yeyanchu. They are distraught from the work that they're doing, by Yizaku, and they scream out, Batal Shabbatam El Halokim in Ha'avoda, and their cries reach to Hashem, directly. And that's when Hashem hears them, and he remembers, whatever that means. He recalls the covenant he made with Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And then he sees, Vayar Elokim es b'nei Yisrael. He sees them as a collective. And that is the transition into when he calls out to Moshe Rabbeinu at the burning bush. The question is, many Mefarshim deal with, what happened until now? Of course, there is a transition going on because there's a new king, Vayamas Malas Mitzrayim, that the king died and perhaps there was a new king that came in that wasn't any better, perhaps even worse. And the Avodah got even worse. And while they thought things were going to happen, things were going to change, they just kept on being slaves. The question becomes, well, what happened until now? We know that the Jewish people were in Mitzrayim for over 200 years. What exactly changed that all of a sudden they start to cry out? Moshe Rabbeinu hears from Hashem the aftermath of this, and then he goes right to Mitzrayim and he starts the process of Geula. So where have they been? Why haven't they been screaming? Why haven't they been calling out until now? And while, you know, these things are not mentioned in the Torah, so they're somewhat open to interpretation, the Chidush Harim quoted by the Sfas Emes and others is particularly focused on one aspect of Galus, one aspect of exile, the nature of living in exile, which I think is so pertinent to the Jewish people today, but also in the moment that we're living in, specifically in regards to what's going on in Eretz Yisrael. We have this phrase, Vayar b'sivlo sam, later on Moshe Rabbeinu, actually earlier on Moshe Rabbeinu, sees their plight. Sivlo sam often is translated as, you know, their burden, their affliction, their difficulty. The word saval, lisbol, means to endure or to tolerate. And it's indicative of the difficulty, right, that they're, the burden that they're carrying, the difficulties that they're going through. And yet, the Chiddush Harim says, there's another way of understanding that pasuk. And every pasuk onwards, in next week's parsha, it says it a few more times, that, we'll say over next week's parsha, that Hashem will take us out from the sivlot Mitzrayim, the difficulty of Mitzrayim. Says the Chiddush Harim, just like we use the word in modern Hebrew, the word sivlot could also be like savlanut. Savlanut meaning also to tolerate, but not in a connotation where it's referring to difficulty and affliction and burden, but instead of tolerance, of recognizing but not caring that you're in a specific situation. The Jewish people gradually, and this is implied a little bit from Rashi, last week's parsha, the Jewish people gradually got into this mode of living, where for 200 years, they habituated themselves to being slaves. They habituated themselves to be sovel, to have savlanut, to have patience, and to tolerate their situation. This is just who we are. It's been like this, decade after decade, generation after generation, month after month. This is just what we do. We're slaves. And for whatever reason, the Chiddush Harim says that maybe there was a glimmer of hope when they heard about the story of Moshe Rabbeinu, maybe when they heard that the Paro had died, that they thought for themselves that maybe there's something different, a little bit. Something woke them up. Something made them realize, hey, this is not normal. What we're going through right now is not normal. We should no longer tolerate it. Says the Chiddush Harim, quoted by the Sfas Emes, Ki kodem shemes hayushruim kolkach begalus. They were so embedded into the exile mentality, lo hirgishu shehim begalus. They didn't even realize that they were in Galus. They didn't even appreciate, they weren't sensitive to the fact that they were in exile. The Ata says, the Chiddush Harim, and now, Yishil Ktsas Geula, Shehivinu HaGalus, V'his Anhu. When does the Geula start? The redemption process starts the moment you're sensitive to the fact that you're in Galus. The moment you can appreciate that the situation that you're in is not the way it's supposed to be. And that's what this pasuk is really saying. That after this Paro died, they didn't just start doing Avoda now, they didn't just start being slaves now, but something happened where they realized that this is not supposed to be like this, that their you know, elongated time of servitude is not supposed to be what their mission in the world. And that's when, that's when Hashem took notice, when we took notice, when we sensitize ourselves to the situation that we're in, that it shouldn't be like that. That's when Hashem first realizes that he should help us out. But if on an individual level or on a national level, we just get along to go along, and if we just continue whatever we do day to day with all of our flaws and all of our deficiencies and with all of the difficulties going on in Eretz Yisrael, and we just sort of get habituated to it, then chas v'shalom, those things will continue. And Hashem's not going to give us the same recognition that we're not giving ourselves. And therefore, it's incumbent upon us, I would say, that especially as time moves on more and more, and the hostages are unfortunately still in that situation, and in each and every one of our personal lives, we're all dealing with our own situations. The more we allow those things to continue and habituate ourselves to that situation, the less Hashem is willing to help. It's only once we recognize, we maintain that sensitivity, and we appreciate the situation that we're in, individually, collectively, nationally, that's when Mirat Hashem, Hashem will help us, and He will get us out of that. That's the beginning of Geula. The beginning of Geula is recognizing that you're in Galus. If you're not even willing to admit that you're in Galus, then it's unfortunately just going to continue. Mirat Hashem, we should recognize the Galus, personal Galus, the national Galus, the situational Galus that we're in with the Jewish people in Eretz Yisrael, and Mirat Hashem, we will be taken out of that Galus when we recognize that, when we're sensitive to that, and when we can maintain that appreciation for the situation and never, ever, ever, God forbid, get too habituated for what's going on right now in Eretz Yisrael. Continue davening, we continue learning, we continue hopefully being sensitive so that Hashem can bring the immediate Geula on a national level, but ultimately on a world level, the ultimate Geula that we all daven for many times a day. And in line with that, we continue to daven here. We will start with Tehillim Perek Chaf, chapter 20. Tehillim Chaf, chapter 20. Lam Natsayach Mizmor LeDavid Yadcha Adonai B'yom Tzara Yisagev Hashem Elohe Yaakov Yishlach Ezrecha Mikodesh U'mitzion Yisadaka Yizkor Kol Minchosecha Ve'olastecha Yedash Neselam Yiten Lecha Chilchavecha Ve'chol Atzasecha Yimalei Neranana Bishuasecha U'v'shem Eloheinu Nidgol Yimalei Adonai Kol Mishalosecha Ata Yadati Ki Hoshia Adonai Mishicho Yaneu Mishnei Kadro Bigzuros Yesha Yemino Elev Arechev V'Elev Asusim V'Anachnu B'Shem Adonai Eloheinu Nazkir Hema Karu V'Nachalu V'Anachnu Kamnu V'Nisodad Adonai Hoshia Amelech Ya'aneinu V'Yom Koreinu. Tehillim Chaf Gimel, chapter 23. Mizmor LeDavid Adonai Roi Lo Echsar Bin Osdeshe Yarbitzeni Almei Menuchos Yinahaleni Nafshi Yishovev Yanacheni V'Maglei Tzedek L'Man Shemo Gam Kielech B'Geit Salmaves Lo Irara Yata Imadi Shifticha u'mishantecha, heima yenachamuni. Ta'aroch l'fanai shulchan, neged zorirai. Yishanta v'ashemen roshi, kosi rivaya. Ach tov v'chesed, yirdifuni kol yimei chayai. V'shati v'veis Adonai, u'yorech yamin. Kuf Chaf Aleph, chapter 121. Shir la malos, esainai el harim, ayayin, yavo ezri. Ezri meim Adonai, osei shamayim evaretz. Al yitein hamot raglecha, al yonum shomerecha. Hine lo yanum velo yishan, shomer Yisrael, Adonai shomerecha, Adonai tzilcha, al yad yaminecha, yomam ha-shemesh lo yakecha, v'yareyach balayla. Adonai yishmarcha mikol ra, yishmor es nafshecha. Adonai yishmar tzeischa uvolecha, me'ata v'yad olam. Kuf Lamed, chapter 130. Shir ha-malos mi-ma-makim krasicha Adonai. Adonai shim'a v'koli. Tiena aznecha tashuvos l'kol tachanunai. Im avonos tishmarya Adonai mi-yamod. Ki imcha haslicha l'man tivarei. Ki visi Adonai kivista nafshi v'lidvaro hochalti. Nafshi l'Adonai mishomrim laboker, shomrim laboker. Yachel Yisrael el Adonai, im Adonai hachesed, v'harbe imo fedos, v'hu yifte'es Yisrael, mikol avonosav. Kuf Mem Beis, 142. Maskil l'David, b'yoso v'ma'ara, z'fila. Koli el Adonai ezak, Koli el Adonai eschanan. Eshpoch lefanav sichi, tzarasi lefanav agid. B'yisatef alai ruchi, v'yata yadata nesivasi. B'yorach zu ahalech, tamnu fachli. Habeh yamin urei, v'ein lir makir, avad manos mimeni, ein doresh l'nafshi. Zoachti elecha Adonai, amarti ata machti, chelki v'eret hachayin. Hakshiva el rinasi, kidalo simiod, hachileni merotai, kiamsu mimeni. Hotia mimasker nafshi, lehodos es shemecha, v'yachpiru tzadikim, Yisigmol alai. Achenu kol beis Yisrael, hanusunun matzaro v'ashivya, ha'omdim bein bayam u'bein bayabasha, ha'matom yirachim aleihem, v'yotziem mitzara lirvacha, u'me'afela l'ora, u'mishibud ligula, ashta bagalo v'zman tariv, v'nomar amein. As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel, who are in distress or captivity, on sea or on land, may the All-Presence have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom, now, swiftly, and soon, and let us say Amen. Yipen Adonai Soyveinu HaKamim Aleinu Nigafim Lefneihem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yishmor V'Yatzil Es Chayalinu Mikol Tzara V'Tzukam Mezvonai Kol Machala. Yishlach Ruach V'Atzlach V'Chamar Seyideihem. Yadav Eretzoninu Tachteihem V'Yatzir Mechester Yeshua U'Va'Teres Nitzachon. V'Kuyam Bohem HaKasuk Ki Adonai Eloheichem HaHalech Kivachem. V'Hilachem Lachem Yimoyveichem. V'Hoshia Eschem V'Nomar Amen. Mishavech Alatim Avram Yitzchak V'Yakov Yosef Moshe V'Aaron David U'Shlomo. V'yivarech v'yishmor v'yinsores nedrei tzvahag an al Yisrael u'shvuyav v'yes kol acheinu anusun matzor v'ashivyam v'avor shekol hakol hakadosh hazem mispalalim v'avuram HaKadosh Baruch Hu yimalei rachamim aleihem v'yotzei michoshech v'tamla v'esumosrosdehem ninatek v'mimitzukosdehem yoshiyem v'yishirei meira l'chekmesh v'hosdehem yodu adonai chasov v'mishlosav v'nei adam v'yukuyam ha'matap v'yukmikosh agasov Uftuye Adonai Yeshuvah Nuvel Tzion Birina V'simchas Olam L'Arosham Tassu M'simcha Yasigu V'nafsu Yagon V'anacha V'nomar Amen V'yishaberach Avotim Avram Yisak V'yakov Moshe V'yaron David U'Shlomo Hu Yivarech V'yirapeh Es Hacholim
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Katz. We look forward to having you back on the program. Please God, in your Hashem, in the near future. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern, as each day we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizuk, strength, and hope, all of Am Yisrael around the world.